Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Second to none on the Second Amendment. This is The Gun Guy with Guy Relford on 93 WIPC.
And welcome back. I'm Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC. And as I mentioned before the break, really excited to have Indiana Gun Club as a new sponsor. And the reason I'm excited is there's nothing I enjoy more than doing advertising for and promoting folks that are friends of mine. You know, folks that I know, that I already socialize with, and that's true whether it's Premier Arms out in Brownsburg or Indy Arms there on 55th Street in Indy, and Fort Liberty Firearms. These are all my friends, and that is particularly true when we talk to the folks at Indiana Gun Club. And I've talked about it here on the show before. You know, I started shooting sporting clays, I want to say 6 years ago. I kind of got out of it during COVID a little bit. Totally my fault. I mean, there was still opportunities to go shoot. I have absolutely no excuse, and I'm just really getting back. I haven't competed. Gosh, I haven't shot in a registered tournament for probably 2 or 3 years now, and I need to get back into that. I was kind of working my way up through the classes a little bit, but it's something I just absolutely love to do. And when the good folks at Indiana Gun Club contacted me wanting to be a sponsor. And hey, make no mistake, they are a paid sponsor, so there is a financial relationship. So take that for what it's worth, full disclosure. But when they contacted me, I was just so excited about it because it's a place I love to be. It's a place I love to shoot. And as luck would have it, or fate is a better word, as fate would have it, today I looked at my Facebook first thing. And the memory that popped up this morning was me shooting with good friends of mine, Jim Dunn and Buzz and a couple of other guys. You know who you are. Memory came up from 5 years ago. I'm out shooting at Indiana Gun Club. I said, I'm having these guys on the show today. How cool is this? But here in the studio with me, I've got Gordon Gomilla. And Gordon is, what is your title at Indiana Gun Club?
So thanks for having us, Guy.
Absolutely.
We're happy to be here. When you operate in a small business, it's hard to put yourself into one hat. I am the event director at the...
That's what I called you on Facebook, yes. So I got that part right. Yeah.
But I do a lot of things at the club for our corporate events, as we were talking about just a little bit earlier off air. I do all the catering. I organize and facilitate all the things involved in getting those things off the ground.
Awesome. So I didn't want to screw that up. I knew you were the event coordinator, but I knew you wore a lot of other hats as well. But listen, a lot of people I don't know. Who maybe aren't involved in shooting sporting clays or trapper skeet, that really don't know Indiana Gun Club is there and don't know all the different activities that are available right there on 113th Street. I think the address is officially Fortville, isn't it? But it's what, a mile and a half from Geist.
So if you were to take a rock and throw it any direction from our club, you'd hit Fishers.
Okay,
We have been there since 1954. And so we were there when the area was still Fortville, but Fishers has grown up all around us.
Well, and that's a good thing that we have the grandfather clause that we have in Indiana, which if you're a gun range and you were built and operated under the law and according to law when you were built, that if the law changes as the community grows up around you or they try to pass an ordinance to force you out of there, you're protected legally in Indiana, and that's huge. But hey, describe the facility. What you go out to Indiana Gun Club, what can people expect to find?
Well, you can expect to find quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
We are in the shotgun community or in the firearms community. We're the largest or one of the largest showrooms in the state. We are an outdoor-only facility. Everything is shotguns. So we do trap, skeet, sporting clays, and five stands. It's all different disciplines of shotgun. So different games you can play, different skill sets you can get good at.
And the retail part is what I think a lot of people don't understand. For instance, you know, it people think of it as a trap range. That's what I thought it was for years, because I knew the Indiana Trap Association has their big annual event out there.
Yes, the trap tournament every year, state tournament.
And that's huge. You see all the RVs parked out there, and that's a big event over multiple days. And I never knew how much more there was out there, including the retail firearms operation.
Right.
I learned years and years ago, even long before I started shooting sporting clays, if I'm shopping for a high-end shotgun, not just shotgun, but high-end handgun or rifle as well, Indiana Gun Club is a good place to go.
Absolutely.
And like, for instance, not a lot of places you can find Wilson Combats and Ed Brown's, but Indiana Gun Club, you certainly can.
We've got a great relationship with Wilson. We're an elite dealer for them, and we're very fortunate to carry a wide variety at any given time.
And this was before I started shooting sporting clays, but Wilson came out with what they call their EDC X9, and this was a double-stack 9mm, essentially a 1911, but what they call a 2011 because it's double-stack. But I looked at this thing, and it was 15+1 capacity, as a more or less 1911 with a 1911 Wilson Combat trigger. And I was like, oh, hell yes. Yeah. I got to have one of those. And I called Phil, the owner, Phil mm-hmm. Baker. And by the way, Phil was going to be here today, but they're apparently a person short out at Indiana Gun Club, and they got a bunch of people shooting traps, shooting sporting clays out there, and Phil couldn't come down to the studio. But I called Phil, and I went, are you getting any of these EDC-X9s? And he goes, yeah, I've got 9 on their way here. Mm-hmm. We're an elite dealer, man. We're going to be one of the first ones to get here. And I go, can I put my name on one of those? He goes, there's one that's not spoken for. So I was like the first kid on my block to have a new gun from Wilson Combat. And hey, that was at Indiana Gun Club. But another thing I don't know that people understand or realize is that there's also an opportunity to have corporate events and fundraisers out there. And that's where your real forte comes in. What's going on with that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great venue. The property itself is 75 acres, and where our sporting clays course is 26 of those acres. And it's just a great venue for people to come out and have a good time. We can house up to 120 people per session, and I can do that in the morning, again in the afternoon. So if you've got a big customer base or employee base that you want to get out there, and you don't want to go on a golf tournament, or it's a great day and you don't want to be indoors, it's a great opportunity to get people together for team building, and then it's a great fundraising venue as well.
I'll tell you what, we're a little past the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a break. We come back. Can you stick around?
Absolutely.
Because I've got some more questions for you. Because there's some hesitancy that I can see some people having, saying, wait a minute, I want a fundraiser or a corporate event, and we're going to go handle guns? Oh, no, that's scary. Some people may not be familiar with firearms, may not have ever shot a shotgun before. How can we possibly have an event like a fundraiser or a corporate event when some people just may not be into guns? And there's a great answer to that, and we'll get that when we come back. Right now, we're taking a break. This is Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The show about gun rights, gun safety, and responsible gun ownership. This is The Gun Guy with Guy Relford on 93 WIPC.
And welcome back to The Gun Guy Show. I was thrown off by the bells there, Producer Jack. That was different. It's all good. I wasn't quite sure whether I was waiting for the bells to stop there a little bit. At any rate, I'm here with Gordon Gamilla from the Indiana Gun Club. And if you're listening to that discussion, we're going to continue that just a bit. And listen, we talked about corporate events and fundraisers. And I know a lot of people just sort of naturally want to say, well, wait a minute, you know, people that are in our company may not be gun people. They may not have ever shot a shotgun before. Or if I have a fundraiser, you know, are people really going to come out to it if they're not already into like sporting clays or trapper skeet? But that's really not true at all. And part of that is just because of the nature of the sports. I mean, you agree with that?
I do wholeheartedly. It's one of those things that if you've never done it before, first of all, you're not alone because nobody is born knowing how to operate a firearm.
Yeah, you bet.
But it's a very easy thing to pick up, much like riding a bike. There's four or five things that you focus on. And once you're able to connect the dots, it's not even thinking anymore. It's muscle memory. So it's really easy to get to that first or second target from never having done it before.
Exactly. But the other thing is that, you know, when I've been a rookie at sports, and look, I'm not a golfer, but I think, I don't know, I've gone to some fundraisers where we play like a Florida scramble where they play best ball, so I didn't have to worry too bad when I was terrible as a non-golfer. But, you know, whether it's tennis or golf or so, there's so many sports where if you have no experience and you go out with somebody who's really good, or just somebody who's done it before, you know, you can really hold them up. I mean, again, I'm not a golfer, but you go out and you're playing with somebody who's an experienced golfer and they hit their ball and, you know, it's straight down the fairway and that's awesome. You hit yours and you shank it off into the woods. Well, then, all right, they got to wait and they got to, you know, go search for your ball and whatever. You go play tennis with somebody who's really good and you're just learning how to play tennis. And, you know, and they may be there to teach you or whatever, but, you know, if you're just hitting your ball into the net every time, they're not having a good time.
Sure.
It's not competitive. But sporting clays, for instance, is completely the opposite of that because, first of all, people that are experienced love to teach. And I've seen this, I've done it, where somebody's just getting started, and the people that are very experienced shooters, they love bringing other shooters along, and they will stand there and they will take time to actually help somebody learn the sport. But the other thing is, even if that's not the case, you stand up to shoot. If you let's say you shoot at four birds, you miss all four. All right, you miss the four. The experienced shooter stands up, they hit their four, you're both done, you go to the next station.
Right. I mean,
you don't slow anybody down.
And you don't have to go and pick up your targets either.
You don't have to go chase the ball that's in the woods. You know, right? You know, you hit it, you miss it. You know, and the other shooters do the same. And you move on. And that takes so much of the anxiety away for new shooters who are just getting into it. And that's my observation. You agree with that as somebody who works out there?
Absolutely. You don't necessarily play against or compete against the people that you're shooting with. You're competing against yourself. When you start to sort of unpack it a little bit, you get into your competitive things, your more registered shooters, and there are classes, but everyone starts, you know, at the bottom and sort of works their way up. They punch through in tournaments and become better shooters, and you shoot against yourself and different people in different classes. But that's a little bit more of a refined sport at that point. People are chasing it not as a recreational thing, but they're really trying to advance their level as a shooter.
But that being said, let's just say somebody says, they're listening to this broadcast and they say, you know what, tomorrow's supposed to be a nice day. I'd like to go try sporting clays. But you know what, I'm not a member at Indiana Gun Club, or I don't have a reservation, or maybe that's not something that I have the opportunity to do. How's that work?
Well, the good news is that you don't need a reservation. And if you're worried or concerned about going out by yourself and getting into some bad habits, we do have instructors that operate at the club. They don't necessarily work like a golf pro would, and they're not there all the time. But if you called into the club, we can set you up with some people that would give you some good instruction and get you comfortable and having fun and breaking clays really soon.
And let's say somebody's an experienced shotgunner and that they're a duck hunter, right? Or they're whatever, they're into hunting. And sporting clays, my understanding is sporting clays was really created as a way for bird hunters just to practice in the off season.
You know, that's correct. It's a good way to get sharp as the season comes up. As I mentioned before, we had several different disciplines on the property, and trap and skeet are very precision driven sports. The targets, they tend to always go the same way. They operate at the same speed. But the hunters don't experience that. If you shoot at a duck, it's going to go the other way.
Right.
And so sporting clays has something to emulate that on the course.
And that's what's different about sporting clays is they're at Indiana Gun Club. Typically, they can set it up different ways, but typically there's 12 stations. There are 12 stations. And each station has multiple birds, multiple targets you can shoot at. And they change all the time.
Right.
The direction direction they go, the speed they are, the distance they are from you, whether they're coming at you or they're crossers or going away from you. There are rabbits that roll across the ground.
Keep things interesting.
Which keep things way interesting. But they change all the time.
Yep.
If you haven't been out there in a month, you go out to shoot and they're all different birds.
A whole new course.
Which makes it so much fun. But they're 12 different stations. So a lot of people say it's like golf with a shotgun.
Correct.
And but they change all the time, and there are some birds they call that usually A's and B's that are a little easier, may not be easy, but are easier. There are other ones C's and D's that tend to be harder. And you guys have done a bunch of improvements out there as well that are actually making the shooting experience more enjoyable. What kind of stuff have you guys done out there?
So the course has been around for a while. We've gotten new machines over the last couple of years. Just this last year, last winter, we built a whole new set of shooting stations on the course. And then we're coming up on the anniversary of it here in the next couple of weeks, but it'll be 1 year since we paved the whole course. For those that are a little bit limited in their mobility, we've got a whole fleet of golf carts so that they can, you know, utilize those if walking the 26 acres would be a problem for them. Or if they're with a big group and they don't want to carry a whole bunch of ammo, they can just leave it on the golf cart.
Exactly. I've done it both ways. Usually I try to get a little exercise and I walk it, but I'm getting a little old. So sometimes when one of my buddies pulls up in the cart, I'm not completely upset about that. But listen, let's close the conversation with this. And that is, we haven't even mentioned this yet, but you're a trained chef.
I am. I've been in the food service industry my entire adult life. And it was right around COVID. Things were happening negatively in my catering business. And I was looking for a different avenue. And as it turns out, the details it takes to put a food event together versus a gun event together are not that dissimilar. So it was a pretty natural thing for me to fall into. And it's been a little over 3 years now.
And so listen, and I've now been to two different fundraisers. Political fundraisers, both of them. No, that's not true. One was a charity fundraiser, but both of them went out. We shot the Sporting Clay event and then came back to a meal catered by one Gordon Gamilla. And listen, I'm a smoker and I'm a little bit of a snob when it comes to things like pulled pork. My mouth's watering right now, things done on the smoke. I got to tell you, both of them were two of the most fabulous meals I've had at any kind of an event. This is not rubber chicken, man.
Well, thank you.
This is high end stuff and incredibly well done. And I'm not just saying that because you guys are now a sponsor. I'm saying it because I told you at the time, before you guys decided to be sponsors of the Gun Guy Show, that was some of the best eating I've done at any kind of an event ever. And that's also available, right? If somebody wants to schedule their fundraiser, their corporate event.
Most definitely,
they can
yes.
get you to cater it and bring in some awesome food as well.
And that's been one of my goals, is to try and make the experience at the gun club turnkey. You just deal with one person, you answer a few emails or a few phone calls, and then I'll take care of the rest. A lot of people will see the value in not having to chase down different entities to put their event on together. So we'll do the food service for you. I can arrange happy hour packages. So we do have... happy hour after the guns are put away and you can crack a beer open and celebrate your score and commiserate with your friends.
See, there you go. I've seen bourbon events out there. That's a little different licensing issue.
It's a little bit trickier when that happens.
Yeah.
But it has happened. I wouldn't say that it happens regularly.
Understood. But listen, we're past the three-quarter hour, so we'll say goodbye to Gordon Gamilla. But I got to tell you, I was excited about having you guys in because I really want people to know about Indiana Gun Club. It's a great place to shoot. It's a great place to have either a corporate event or a fundraiser, and I'm a fan. I'm a customer. I'm a member, and I'm thrilled to have them here on the show. Right now, we're taking a break. This is Guy Relford on the Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.